Herbie and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Herbie, yesterday we were talking about baby names.
We were. The trends of 2021.
That's right. And then you wanted to guess what my child is going to be called.
That's right. Because you said, I asked if you were thinking about any of those names. You said, no, I've locked in a name with Kat. Yeah. Both a boy and a girl name because you don't know the gender.
That's right. And that's why we've launched this.
Name. Guess the baby's name game. They call me.
So this is how it works. You've got three guesses.
Yes.
But you get a boy and a girl's name each time. You take a guess until now, and then when the baby comes around May 30.
May 30, due date. So I want to use one before the new year.
Yep.
And after the excitement of last night, I couldn't sleep. I'm naming your child. I'm naming your child.
Oh,
so,
God. So I should say that if you do get it right,
yes,
if you do land on one of the names, you can, and I haven't spoken this over with Kat, but I'm pretty confident you're not going to get them, so you can have the middle name.
The middle name is huge.
You can have it. That's all yours.
I'm literally naming your child.
Oh, God.
Oh, the things I've done in my life, this is going to top it. Oh, my gosh.
100% it will.
I can't believe that I'm going to name your child. That's why I've got to be so careful with these guesses.
That's right.
Now, your first child, Georgie.
Yep.
That has been playing on my mind because you want a name that goes nice with that, I guess.
But a little different.
Yeah, obviously different. But then I'm thinking because Georgie ends in the E sound, would you follow in that trend or would you not? And then you have to think, who have you come across in your life who you don't like? Who's on your blacklist? That the names you can't touch. It's so hard. But I've got two.
Okay. Let's go to the first one. What are you going, boy or girl first? What do you think it's going to be?
I have no idea, actually, at this stage. Mm-hmm. I've lent towards more of a girl.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. Like, it hasn't,
who knows?
That hasn't, 50-50. You know, hit me hard.
All right.
So I'm going to go with the boy's name first.
All right.
Two I'm tossing up between. But the one I'm going to lock in, do you want to hear both of them?
No, just one.
Just the
one. Because you're trying to get away two guesses. You can only have one guess. Here we go.
Okay. The one I'm locking in is Henry.
No.
That's not a bad name, though.
Yeah, good, fine. But it's not the name that we've chosen.
Do you like Henry, though?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay, just need to know. Because, you know, that's going to help me in my future guesses. Okay. So you don't mind Henry. That's nice. You smile at me.
Okay.
All right. Now the girl's one.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm sticking away from an E sounding name
with
the girl's name. I'm going with, and I hope you don't know one, you haven't dated one, that Kat isn't friends with one, that you love this name because it's going to be your future child, Eliza.
No.
Do you like Eliza?
That's all right.
See, I'm on the right track. I am on the right track, Josh. I will name your child.
Well, you've only got two guesses for
that. I know.
Now. You've wasted,
help me out.
You've wasted one.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I'm feeling positive about this, Herbie. I think you've got a chance today to take out
don't
the title.
Don't say that.
Same, but different. I really do. I've got
it's so much
feeling.
More pressure. Like, I've already got pressure on me to get a W on the board, and now you're saying I'm going to get one.
Welcoming in Ben from Workdays. Hello, Ben.
Hello. How are we?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon about Herbie's chances today?
I'm liking her chances.
If you're a betting man, would you bet with me? Or
I'll give you the same odds as the Christmas number one over in the UK with Ed Sheeran and Elton John. 4-1.
Oh, jeez.
Is that okay?
That's pretty good.
It's okay.
25% chance. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd like it to be higher than 50, but
well, let's find out.
How's this work, Ben?
Of course, two songs by the same name. They're completely different songs by completely different artists. The more you can tell me, the more points you score. Josh being the carryover champion, he will go first. And here is your first set of songs. Got.
Oh, Powderfinger.
Powderfinger, yes.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, yes.
Bugger, you know she's mine. She's the only artist I ever know.
Song name is
Moving On.
No, I can't give it to you on that one.
Can you give me a snippet of one of the songs?
One of the songs.
Sure. We couldn't have loved it better. Vaughn, Already Gone. Already Gone.
I'll give it to you on Already Gone, yes.
Already Gone. Already
Stolen
gone.
Yourself a point. Well
so she
done.
Said four different words. Anyway.
Move on. No, I said like this, move on, but I was more confident with that Already Gone.
Hey, we have to do something to get her on the winner's list, John.
Very cool, very cool.
2-1 in Josh's favour at the moment, Herbie's first set of songs. Got there.
Usher?
Usher, no.
No, he's dead. Oh, who's that first one? Oh my God, I know the band. It's the boys, isn't it?
I'm going to give you.
And one of them cheated on his girlfriend publicly, got caught on the camera.
You're telling the story. So I'll do that again.
Who Song's is it? Closer.
Closer, yes.
Chainsmokers.
Chainsmokers,
yes.
And Halsey as well. And then is it Neo?
Neo, yes. Stolen all three of her points. Jeez. That's harsh.
I was too caught up in the drama behind them.
Currently 5-1 in Josh's favour.
Gosh.
Josh's second set of songs.
It's terrible. Who's going to win?
So, Faded.
Faded, yes.
Is that Zed?
Zed, no.
I can't remember what the first song was.
I'm going to give you a 3,
nah.
2, 1. You're out. Anything from Herbie's side?
I'd like the first one and just a snippet.
First one, sure.
Is it Ellie Goulding? I don't know.
Ellie Goulding, no.
Great tune, but I can't remember who it is.
Who is it?
So what we had there was Faded by Alan Walker and Zoo.
Zoo.
Zoo. That's the one.
You were
not
close.
Zed, you're
just
close.
Not
close. Close. Close.
Yeah, so
that
what's that got
huge.
Us?
Yeah.
A little bit there, yeah.
Currently 6-1 in Josh's favour.
I can't
Therefore,
really come back.
Herbie can't win, but
no,
we'll still
do
give
it
for
her fun. Let's go for
the
fun.
Last shot anyway. Here come we on. Go. I can feel
your heartbeat. He knows it. I can feel
your heartbeat. What do we got?
I think we should have ended the game.
Well, what's the song called, surely?
Heartbeat.
Heartbeat, yes.
And that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Is it?
We'll buzz you out there.
Iglesias?
What's his full name?
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique.
That'll do.
Enrique.
Close enough.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Yep.
Yeah.
Iglesias.
And then Heartbeat with the last one. I've got no idea.
That was the fray that we were looking for on that one right there. But still, Josh gets the win.
Where's those positive thoughts now, Josh?
Well, yeah, I guess Ben gave you one in four chance of winning. He was
probably... Ben's fault. Let's throw it to me.
All on me. So sorry.
Thanks, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Till next week. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. A lot of people are flying again across Australia. Even internationally, it is great.
It's happening, isn't it?
It is. It's great to see. But even though it is exciting, there's a lot of people who are feeling a little bit anxious about travelling again. And because of that, New Zealand has introduced something which I think we need to bring in here, Australia. It's a first of a kind. They have brought in, for all their travellers over in Auckland, arriving or leaving, therapy dogs.
Nice.
To roam around the airport to calm passengers, either might be sitting there feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
Yep.
And so then they'll just have a dog that'll come up and you can play with the dog.
A lot of people in here.
Yeah.
I love that.
How good
Therapy
of an
dogs
idea.
In general are just great, aren't they?
They're amazing.
Especially when you see them go through the old people's homes.
Oh, your little heart. I just think dogs and therapy animals in general, they are
incredible.
They're incredible. Now, you might not know this, but some therapy animals, they start out in prison. So in 2002, a program began here in Australia called Pups in Prison.
Yeah.
And that saw inmates in Aussie jails team up with dogs, and they did have guidance of a professional dog trainer, and they would train these dogs to be therapy dogs. So they would learn skills to assist in their own rehabilitation.
I like that. That's amazing.
Dogs helping everyone.
Oh.
It's great. So therapy animals can help teach kids with disabilities to read. So a lot of kids who might struggle with reading and learning in front of their peers, it can be quite intimidating. And so if they read to a dog.
Yeah. So obviously just brings the energy levels down or whatever
exactly.
is happening in the brain, calms you down, and then you can focus on the task at hand rather than being
exactly.
distracted. Yeah.
Psychologists also say that therapy dogs, they help support kids with autism learn how to socialize because you get them moving around more.
Ah, and you forget about the dog. Yeah. Isn't they're focused on the dog.
It's great.
That's brilliant.
Now, not so much a therapy dog, but another animal.
Yeah.
So when you go to the dentist, you might see a lot of fish tanks in there.
Yes.
You see them. It reminds me of Finding Nemo, the dentist, and
yeah,
you've got the fish tank.
That's yeah.
So it's not just there to, you know, fill a space. Studies have shown that watching fish can actually calm people down, slow heart rates, and lower blood pressure. So it reduces anxiety before you go into the dentist.
Is that why it was on? Was it SBS or ABC at night? And they just had the fish cam. And you can literally just watch it and people would drift off to sleep, I'm guessing.
It's like its own little meditation.
Yeah, that's insane.
But this one is just incredible.
Yeah.
So therapy dogs are nothing new. I only have learnt about therapy dogs in recent times, more as an adult.
Well, I think they've become more used regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were actually first known, and this is a record of, going back to 1944, so in World War II, there was a dog named Smokey. Now, he was a Yorkshire Terrier, and he was in one of the hospital wards and would go around to the patients that had been injured, and he helped with their recovery.
There you go.
And then afterwards, he was so successful that he continued working as a therapy dog for 12 years.
Ah, beautiful.
Isn't that great?
It is.
I think that dog's doing so much, and then I think of my parents' dog. I was at their house on the weekend. Hazel, she's a choc lab, ate a whole tub of butter, ate leftover chicken that we accidentally left on the bench, and next thing you know, she's passed out because she's eaten too much.
But she's cute. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3pm, Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's
Hot Tweets. I am about to bestow upon you the secrets to Usain Bolt's success.
Really?
Why he was the greatest ever sprinter.
Smashed eggs in the morning. Every morning. Raw. Was that it?
No, it wasn't at all. It was actually the game Mario Kart. Okay. He said the competitiveness when playing it, it really spurred him on in life.
Bit
so
different to the eggs.
Yeah, that's right. Very different to the eggs.
It's and true how aggressive you do get in Mario Kart, though.
That's why today, Herbie, we are doing celebs.
Oh, yeah.
And their favourite video games.
Interesting.
It is interesting, Tom.
A topic I know nothing about.
I don't think anyone does. You
this
know?
Is
but
true.
I think you can work out a few of them.
Okay.
The way I've structured the questions, for sure.
Oh, don't do this, Josh.
Jump into the chair, Herbie.
I hate the chair. Okay.
Just jump in it, okay?
I'm in
Sit
it.
Sit down.
Warming it up. There My tush is warming it up.
Well, it's already hot. It's got the hot seat. which of these celebrities does not play World of Warcraft?
Okay.
Which of these celebrities does not play World of Warcraft is the question. We're going to kick A off. Mila Kunis. B, Ronda Rousey.
Ronda.
C, Snoop Dogg.
Snoopy Snoop.
D, Henry Cavill.
Who's Henry Cavill again?
We were talking about before. The Witcher.
Yes. I do.
I think he's also Superman.
Normally you do A. This is the thing. You normally do A. But Mila Kunis, I feel like he's a girl. Was she in the whiskey? I feel like she would have a bit of World of Warcraft in her.
Okay.
Her and Ashton hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy Snoop, he would. Ronda or Henry?
Am I just throwing Henry in there?
I know. And have you just said that? This is what you do. If Eddie did this, he wouldn't have a job.
No, well, he would because no one would win any money.
This is true. Okay. All right, I'll go with D, Henry.
Locking in D. You reckon he does not play it?
I reckon. Oh, Henry, why? It's not Ronda, is it?
No, it's Snoop Dogg.
Snoopy Snoop doesn't.
No, it doesn't play. He plays a different game.
Are you kidding me?
The late, great Robin Williams'
favourite
game was which of the following?
Okay, think about this.
A, Call of Duty.
COD.
B, Mortal Kombat.
I'm a bit aggressive.
C, Legend of Zelda. D, Minecraft.
Interesting. I was hoping that a bit more of a nicer one was going to be in there. Again, I'm leaning towards D. COD. Ooh. Robin Williams, if I was you, what would I play? Maybe Zelda. That's a thing. Face is giving nothing away, so that's annoying. I'm going to go with Zelda. C. I'm going with C.
Both C. So yes. I've done C for Snoop Dogg and then C for Zelda.
Don't start this. No, I didn't think about that. I'm going with C.
You go with C?
Yes.
You think I've done the same? Okay, here we go.
Yes! Yes!
And the clue there, his daughter is named after Zelda.
Oh!
There you go.
Yes, Herbie!
All right, we're going to keep moving. Okay. This is going to have to be a quick one. Halo is the beloved game of which of these celebs?
Okay.
Eminem, Will Arnett, Michael Phelps or Zac Efron?
Is the favourite game.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett, Michael Phelps, Zac Efron, Halo. I'm going to go with Eminem.
Eminem, are you locking in?
Locking in Eminem.
No.
Lose yourself. No, lost myself.
No, it's not. It was Zac Efron.
Was it?
Big fan.
Interesting. I thought he'd be more surfy one, you know?
Okay. Driving
you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to know, what did you sleep through?
That's right, Josh. Because what this guy has slept through is just, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I don't think it's true. Reading this, I thought, what's going on?
How can it happen?
Is someone having me on at the end of the year? You know, Herbie will read this aloud. No,
yeah,
it's
someone's
going
to do it, yeah.
So, a baggage loader who works at an airport.
Yeah.
So, you know, you put your baggage on the carousel and then someone collects it and they put it on to the plane.
That's right, on that big little belt.
That was this guy's job. So, he was putting on baggage in Mumbai.
Yep.
It was a flight that was leaving from Mumbai to Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
And he loaded the luggage.
Okay.
Next thing you know, he's finished loading the luggage and he thought, I'll just put my feet up for a minute.
Just going to relax.
Just going to relax, you know. Flight's not leaving anytime soon. Fortunately for him, he fell asleep. And not just, you know, a light sleep. He was out cold. And so
right.
The next thing he knows, he wakes up. And he's like, oh, what's happening here? Thinking that maybe takeoff was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
No. They were landing.
And he's in the undercarriage of the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
For a whole flight from Mumbai to Abu Dhabi, this baggage loader was just underneath the plane having a kip, having a just, you know, a little lazy one.
I'm jealous of a man like that. Because I'm the lightest sleeper. Anything just like the wind outside goes, I'm up.
You're up.
This guy slept through a plane.
A plane.
And that is a loud sort of section to be in.
Surely, yeah. Is there an animal sometimes underneath there? Like this?
Potentially. Let's say there is.
It's a loud. He
it's a zoo it. Under there. Yeah. It is absolutely happening. And he slept through
it. He slept through it. Because some people can. Like you said, you can't.
No,
my
no
boyfriend, way. He can sleep through anything.
Just out?
Just as soon as his pillow hits the pillow.
Yeah, he's
out.
Done.
Like I'll say, hey, wake up. No, out.
It's
just, there's just those people that have the gift
it's crazy,
of sleeping.
Isn't it? I remember once we were staying at this hotel or whatever it was, and my brother was in my room, and someone had pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, they're
and
loud.
It's a loud, like it is, that's to evacuate.
Yeah.
People are, it is like
it's a life
ringing.
And death situation.
He was asleep, and I'm trying to push him. And I had to literally carry him from the bunk bed out of the door. He's like, what are you doing?
There's a fire.
There is. 52232955. What did you sleep through? What did they sleep through?
Yeah. Dob someone in.
It's just the deepest sleepers around Geelong the Surf Coast. We'd love to hear about it.
Please.
Post Malone in the weekend. That's a good one. It's Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955 asking, what did you sleep through? What did they sleep through, Herbie?
That's right. An airline worker. He was loading the luggage.
Yep.
And he accidentally fell asleep after he put the last little suitcase away and he went on a flight.
Yeah.
Didn't realise from Mumbai to Abu Dhabi that he was flying. He woke up in another place.
Surely once the last bag got onto the plane, he was like, oh, I better get out.
Yeah, no. Better get out. No, he thought, this looks comfortable.
52232955. Rebecca in Whittington, it was your son that slept through something.
Yes, yeah, he's 20 years old. Yeah, he slept through the that lovely earthquake we had a couple of months ago.
Oh, the little rumble tumble. See?
Yeah. I went running to see if he's okay, and he's still snoring his head off. That's like waking up. Like, can you feel your bed sheet? You're like, no.
Oh, this gentle rocking to sleep.
Yeah. Jeez, that's nice.
Oh, brilliant. How good is that?
We also have got Kat from Norlane. It was you. You slept through something.
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago. I'd had a busy morning and I forgot that it was school pickup from this school. And it was about 4 o'clock and I had umpteen missed calls on my phone saying, can you come pick up your son now?
Oh, my.
You've taken a little kip and slept through school pickup.
Just a busy day.
I totally forgot. I just had a busy morning and felt like a bit of a sleep. And, yeah, didn't realise it was after 4 o'clock when I woke up.
That busy, you forgot you had kids. That is awesome. Oh, wow. Good on you. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Good afternoon, John and Seth.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
And there's something that could be missing from Christmases all across Australia this year.
What do you mean?
Well, look, obviously the pandemic's been big for a lot of companies. And we know the shortage of cars. People are trying to order a RAV4. You're going to be waiting 12 months.
Jeez, it's ridiculous. The champagne?
Champagne, that's right. Only rich suburbs are you going to get it. Christmas trees, they're on a shortage.
It's ridiculous.
But I didn't think this would be one. Cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Philadelphia cream cheese. There's apparently a shortage.
That is a staple when it comes to Christmas. People love getting around the cream cheese.
Love a cheesecake.
Whether it be cheesecake or even a cob loaf, you know, using in that.
Oh, very
the
true.
Savory and sweet.
So Kraft have come out and they said, you know, you can't have this.
What do you mean?
We just, like, if you are going to miss out on Kraft Philly cheese, we're going to help you out. So they're saying that 18,000 consumers, if you miss out on getting cream cheese.
Okay.
So you can buy a cheesecake up to $20 worth. You send through your receipt and they're going to reimburse you.
Geez, that's a bit all right.
Yeah.
But across the world, 18,000, probably not that great.
It's probably going to be more in the US, I'd say.
You'd want to get in quick.
You'd want to just get the cheesecake and try and get reimbursed.
That's it.
Check out the T's and C's online. I'm not just telling you to buy a cheesecake.
No.
Don't send me your bill. But I thought that's one thing that I know that I look forward to. At Christmas, especially with Kat's side of the family, they do like a cheesecake, and I'm just like, I eat to just get to the cheesecake.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'd rather start with it, but no one else has.
Miss out on ham.
Ham.
You know, because every year I'm like, how good's ham? Absolutely, but there's just too much of it.
That is so true.
I'd rather go without that and have a cheesecake.
Oh yeah, see, I would rather have the ham. Then, and this gets brought out only as an entree in our family, but oysters.
Oh.
Why would I want an oyster? They're disgusting.
Oh, I get it. In Australia, we're close to the water.
They're fancy, but they taste gross. The texture. And people go, no, they're lovely. But what's the point of them?
Mm.
You know, you just swallow them. They go, don't chew it too much. What do you mean?
Do you know what I could go without? There's always 12 different salads.
Yes.
I mean, what do you... I'm happy. Yeah, absolutely.
I love a salad.
Yeah.
Some give me a pasta salad. Let's, you know, change it up. I don't want all the same.
But at what stage? Because it takes up so much room on the plate too. Like the volume when you're taking it out of the whatever bowl it's in and you're going to try and find space for all your meat. And then like salad just takes up the whole... And like, to eat it?
This is so true.
It falls off.
We actually had to have an intervention with my mum. Because for some reason, she got in a roll for so many family events and it was, you know, bring a dish.
Yeah.
And Trish, my mum, thought, oh, I'll make my couscous again. And then it was coming up to the family Christmas and not just my family, my brothers, my cousin stepped in and said, Trish, no one wants it. We've got enough salads. Leave the couscous at home.
Oh, it's heavy, Josh. Driving you home with K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
One thing that interests both of us, Josh, is eating challenges.
Oh, more the eating part than the challenge itself.
We like to think we could do all the eating challenges. I'm sure we couldn't, but someone who can is the top female Australian competitive eater. She goes by the name Mimi, the mini monster, and only 154 centimetres.
Tiny.
But she joins us now. Mimi, how did you first get into competitive eating?
Yeah, naturally I eat a lot. I'm a good eater since I was a kid. How I started competitive eating. It was 2019. I walked past an eating competition and I thought I'll give it a go. And I did. And I got second place.
Oh, wow.
Just stumbled into it.
Yeah, wow. So you've been doing it since 2019. How many food competitions have you entered in now?
About 100.
And then looking at the challenges, you've done sushi rolls, pho, meat pies. What has been the hardest food challenge that you've tackled so far?
Hardest food challenge. It has to be pancakes again.
Really? Why the pancakes so hard?
Personally, I think sweet food is harder.
Yeah.
Sugar coma.
Oh, yeah. So you're only a small lady. How much do you weigh, and how many calories are you burning a week so that you don't get, you know, big and fat like me?
As long as you don't do eating challenge every day, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I work out a lot, so I need to burn the crazy calories.
And so what does a normal week look like for you? Are you working out every day? What are you eating if it's not an eating challenge?
Yeah. A lot of fruit and veggies and protein.
Mm. What would be your tip to amateurs like Herbie and myself who, you know, want to eat as much food as we can and maybe one day take on a big challenge like a kilo parma or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a kilo parma should be entry level challenges.
But is there something you do midway? Is it like, do I need to drink water every couple of minutes? Mm-hmm. Or what are the secrets of your trade?
As I said, I am a good eater since I was a kid, so I don't train a lot for my capacity, but I do train for speed. Because a lot of challenges requires eating them very fast.
Yeah.
Just a quick one coming into the festive season. What does a Christmas Day spread look like for you? Do you eat all the food, or does anyone else around you have a chance of getting any of the food off the table?
I can try to eat like a normal person, but you know, I don't like waste any food if there's any leftovers out.
So that's the good thing about, you know, when you're around, you know, they don't have to throw out anything. You just give it
Mimi
to
Mimi. Mimi monster vacuum.
That's good.
Well, Mimi, thank you so much for your time. It's amazing, and we look forward to following your journey online.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.